went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a big edition of Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be talking a lot tonight about the major news from U.S. Soccer, that there will be a new top-flight women's league in 2013. Our special guest tonight at 6:45 will be the president of the Western New York Flash, Alex Salen, to talk about what we can expect for the Flash and the new league in the coming year. Dick Howard and Michael Lewis will also be joining us to talk about the women's league, along with the MLS Cups this Saturday, and that it will be the final LA Galaxy match for David Beckham. Where will he end up? There's all sorts of rumors. There's also the MLS State of the League was held today. We'll get all more information about that from our soccer experts, Dick Howard and Michael Lewis. In just a moment, we'll be joined by Rhinos defender Brayton Knapp, who was huge in the 16-8 win over Chicago on Wednesday. A lot to talk about. Let's bring in Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Redcard Sirianni, and I guess sadly tonight the final appearance of Sam Monjovi for a while. So
yeah, we'll see. Work duties call, unfortunately.
Yes, work comes first.
Gotta find a job where soccer is work.
Yeah, unfortunately, this show is not work. It's pleasure, but you'll get paid.
But look all the fun that we have in.
I think you should double his salary.
I'll tell you what, the check is in the mail. I don't know when it's going to come because I didn't put no stamp on it. But that's beside the point. And we do have a lot of fun in this show, and this show is totally dedicated to soccer. And amongst many other many things that we do in soccer, my partner in crime, Andrew Battisti, he is really stepping up in the world. He's become an MC, and he did a terrific job. But Lancer Wall of Fame, introducing all the people and being the master of ceremony. And my congratulations to you, Andrew. And
thank you.
You did a terrific job. And
that all went very well. That did the dinners, the luncheons, everything was very nice.
No wonder your job as a project manager works, because you know how to manage stuff.
Well,
now, if you can only manage the show as good as you...
Yeah, right.
I'm only kidding.
Well, we also want to thank the Lancers for all their help, and also honoring Nelson Capello on Wednesday, because he couldn't be with us on the induction night, but he was honored on Wednesday with all of his team. MCC men has did a great job this year, going all the way to the Final Four. We hopefully will have Charlie Mitchell come into town at some point this season to accept his award in person.
It was a wonderful affair at the Blue Cross Arena. There were a lot of people there. We got to give a lot of kudos to Saka Sam and all the things that he does, and all the ownership and the office staff that worked their butt off to make things happen. And it was a super affair. It was very concrete. The Brook House did a very good job providing food for us, compliment the same again.
And top-notch monogramming
exactly.
Of course, our title sponsor providing the polo shirts for all the inductees, plus I even got one myself.
And I can tell you one thing, that Dr. Korn and Charlie Shano, they really did a super job in reminiscing the past. and where soccer really come from. So with that being said, let's welcome our first guest.
That's right. And our first guest, speaking of the Lancers, gentlemen who had a great match on Wednesday night as the Lancers beat Chicago by a score of 16-8. Brayton Knapp joins us. Brayton's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Lancers in action this Saturday night, 7 p.m. kickoff against the very tough Missouri Comets. Get your tickets by calling 872-KICK. Brayton, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problem. Glad to have you back on, and welcome back to Rochester for your second year with the Lancers. And I know Wednesday was a great, great match. You guys came through. Chicago went ahead early, but you guys fought back and then really controlled the match pretty much from the second quarter on. And you got a couple of nice goals, a three-pointer. It's always nice to put three up on the board. So tell us about your feelings on the match, how it went.
I think it was a good match. We got off to a bit of a slow start, but we stuck with our game plan and created a lot of chances for us, especially coming out into the second half. That was really big for us, I mean, to get those quick goals. You know, and we're just starting to click a lot better as a group and just getting a good understanding of how we want to play. And it's creating chances, and we're able to capitalize on them.
Brayton, you know, one of the things that I want to ask you, you know, I'm a fan of hockey. You know, that I watch people charging the board and checking everybody. You guys are doing the same thing. I thought that Chicago should have had so many other penalties because they were very, very physical. Am I correct in my assumption?
Yeah, I mean, Chicago's a physical team. They were out there battling the whole way through. Some of the veterans will make some extra noise on the boards to gain blue cards. And there's some, I think, gamesmanship things that we still need to play in terms of like the extras you can do within the game. But, it's a very physical game, a lot of contact. You constantly buy people, but I really enjoy that part of it, actually.
We're here with Brayton Knapp of the Rochester Lancers. Lights again in action this Saturday against the Missouri Comets, 7 p.m. kickoff. And we'll have more information about some of the special promotions in just a moment. But Sam, you were at the game. What was your impression?
Well, I think it, you can tell that the Lancers are definitely growing as a team. They really dominated Chicago. Chicago came back in certain spurts, had shots on goal, but I think you can tell more and more that the Lancers are becoming more solidified, and which is great. And plus, the week before, we lost to Baltimore, but that was the best effort we've had against Baltimore.
I think it's been their toughest match, too. They blew Missouri out of the park on Saturday, 10-2. So
there's much more team cohesion this year from last year, much more team development, too, especially in the defense, too. And one player that I want to single out, too, other than Mr. Knapp on our show, scoring some great goals, is Mr. Schindler. I think he's been playing fantastic in the defensive end.
Brayton, what are your thoughts on the defense? I know you guys really tightened it up on Wednesday, gave up only 8 points, which Coach Hash has said that's the key to the Lancers' success is to give up less than 10 a game, and we should be up in the upper echelon of the league.
Yeah, our team defending has gotten a lot better this year. And, it's not just from the back. It's from the beginning, pressuring the ball high. You know, a lot of our scoring opportunities have come from winning the ball in the attacking third and getting, quick, typical indoor goals where you win it back, find the open man, and they're able to just slot it home. But I think, if you watch the game, you'll see guys sliding to block shots, and there's a lot of team effort just to keep the ball from even going to the goalies. They're doing a great job, but the more we can, as a group, get into the shooting lanes and stop balls coming off the boards, people in the middle, the better success we're going to have. So it's been something that we've been, each game we're trying to get down to 10 goals or less. And so hopefully, especially against a better team, we're going to have to do that. And then on the offensive end, take our opportunities.
Speaking of goalie, our kudos go to Kevin McInerney.
McInerney. I know it's Irish, Joe.
I know, but I can't pronounce the Irish name. but he did maybe one goal was his fault, but he played superb the rest of the way, and that was his first start, so kudos to him because he really came up big in two, three instances to keep the game close and keep the game with a W.
Yeah, Gab's did a great job. He's right there behind Pat every game. This being his second year, guys have a lot of confidence in him. I mean, regardless, you know, if Packett's hurt or, you know, if Gavin goes in for a game, you know, there's no drop in the level really for us in terms of communication. There's so much comfort with him being here all of last year as well. So we're excited with, you know, the options that we have.
Brayden, you had a very special guest in the audience, and I'm certain that she was a big inspiration, you scoring those two goals and locking down on defense. What'd you tell us about that?
Yeah, my fiance came in, first time coming to Rochester, and it was great to score goals, you know, with her being there. Hopefully, you know, just from coming from practice and doing the right things in practice and being a group that it continues, you know, the first one was a great pass from Doug. You know, if he passed it and it was bouncing or anything like that, then it would have been a much more difficult shot. But, you know, Doug professionally put it where it needed to be and was able to finish it. And then the second, you know, we won another ball off of their turnovers, and I was able to get laid off by, I believe it was Enrique, and just take the chance from there. So, but hopefully it continues. But I really, really enjoyed having her here for the first time, and luckily we were able to put on a good show.
Bring her back. She's a good luck charm.
Yeah, Enrique did. Yeah. You know, Enrique played very, very well. He did some superb passing. You know that you, on one of them you connected, and a couple more that you know they were very dangerous. He has a very good skill, foot skill, and a good sense of the game and good passing.
Yeah, he's come on well, especially, I mean, early in the rookie season. I mean, he has played in the PSL, but he did well, and he's dangerous. He has a knack for finding people in the right places and setting them up. So, and hopefully he continues.
He's got vision of the game.
Yeah.
Brayden, two big matches this weekend. First back-to-backs of the year. You've got the Missouri Comets. Talk about defense. They're one of the toughest defensive teams in the league. They control the ball very well. They're very patient. And they've, of course, suffered their first loss to the Baltimore Blast over the weekend. And then we have to go back to Syracuse on Sunday, a team that knocked us off in the first game of the year. We certainly want to do well against our throughway rivals. What are your thoughts on the matches this weekend?
Yeah, both two big matches. I mean, Saturday at home, I believe we actually played Missouri twice last year. First result wasn't the best, and then the second one was close. So, again, you know, they're a good team, a lot of experience. So we're going to have to be solid with our game plan and limit them on the amount of opportunities. Just battle them throughout, regardless of, you know, if they go up by a few goals or we go up by a few goals, we've got to stick to what's working for us. And then on Sunday, it's always a huge game against Syracuse. I mean, just down the road, and you know, it's been a battle every time we've played them, and I think we've progressed a lot since our first game, so I think the results can be different.
Well, that's a 4 o'clock kickoff at the On Center in Syracuse. So all you Lancer fans got plenty of time. Drive down the thruway. You can listen to the Bills on the radio if you want to, or don't if you don't want to. Go down to Syracuse. 4 o'clock kickoff at the On Center, the Lancers in Syracuse. And then this Saturday, it's 7 p.m. kickoff, the Lancers and the Missouri Comets at the Blue Cross Arena. Brayden, thanks very much for joining us, and best of luck over the weekend.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Brayden Knapp here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will be joined by the president and starting defender for the 3-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash, Alex Salen, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers have a pair of matches this weekend. On Saturday, Missouri comes to the Blue Cross Arena for a 7 p.m. kickoff, and the Lancers play in Syracuse on Sunday at 4 p.m. On Saturday, the band Dirt Child, with Lancer Garrett Pettis on vocals will be performing post-match, and there will also be a special on-field performance by the Albion Pep Band. Home tickets for students with ID are just $5, and don't forget, up to 3 kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult. Get your tickets at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be back in 2013, competing in the brand-new U.S. Division I Women's League, bringing back to Rochester the top stars from the U.S. Women's National Team, the Canadian National Team, and biggest names in women's soccer from all around the world. Information on the 2013 season tickets for all of the soccer fans on your Christmas list will be coming soon. Be sure to visit www.wnyflash.com or facebook.com/WNYFlash for the latest news on the team and the new U.S. Women's D1 League. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Sam Mongiovi, and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And, of course, we were all very excited this past Wednesday at the big announcement from U.S. Soccer that there will be a brand-new Division I Women's League starting in 2013 that will be run basically by U.S. Soccer. So
Flash are part of that league.
Yes, they are. Alex Zane will be coming on in just a moment to talk about that, but let's give everybody the details if you haven't heard by now. The Flash will be joining Boston Breakers, Sky Blue, a new team in Washington.
D.C.,
yes. There's two teams, one in D.C. and one in Washington State, Seattle.
And Portland. Yep.
Chicago Red Stars will be in the league, and also a new team in Kansas City. City owned by the same owners as the Missouri Comets.
And the big news on top of that is that the Portland team is affiliated with the MLS Portland team, which is a big step.
It'll be very interesting to see how that works out. Again, I think that's the big thing that's going to help the league is if we got a league affiliated with MLS.
I think one of the things that U.S. Soccer has looked at it to build a league that has stability, and based upon what you guys just said, some of the ownership that you just mentioned brings stability to the thing. And of course, the Selim group, which is Joe Selim and family, they have stability, they have a proven record of running a great organization. So I am so elated, and I am so anxious to see, the league starting in the spring. And, soccer is really took a big step once this announcement was made, once this league has been established. And it's a plus for all the young women that are aspiring to, to become soccer player, to earn a living by playing soccer, and also have the ability to play soccer, they have a future. So, mom and dad, you know, when you take those kids in practice, and just to make sure that the coaches are good, make sure that they get taught, make sure that the, you know, they have the, they develop their skill, because there's money to be had.
That's right. We are so fortunate to have the Salen family supporting soccer in Western New York. And, you know, we are one of only eight cities, Rochester, New York, by far the smallest of the eight cities, that will have a team in this new league. And we've proven, because of the great fans in Western New York, that they love women's soccer. And, you know, part of that obviously has to do with Abby Wambach, and but also has to do with there's so many girls and young women playing soccer in this area, and they have come out to support the Flash, whether they were in the WPSL last year or in the WPS the year before. This team has won three straight championships in three different leagues. They'll be going for a fourth straight championship in four different leagues this season. That would be unprecedented for any sports franchise ever in history.
And again, we're very lucky, because I've been letting people know that supposedly each of the eight teams is going to be allocated three national team players, which means that every time there's a home game for the Flash...
U.S. national team players. Let's specify that.
But well, what I'm saying is that every Flash home game, if all those three players are starting each team, we're going to have six national team players on the field for every home game for the Flash. You know, where else are you going to see that except for a national team game?
That's right.
So again, we're very lucky in the U.S. And on top of that, like we mentioned a little bit before, the Mexican Federation and the Canadian Federation are also paying for their national team players. So if we're lucky and we get three allocated U.S. women national team players, and also Christine Sinclair
and Candace Chapman.
Candace Chapman, you know, it's going to be like our first year again with the powerhouse team we had.
Absolutely.
Well, it depends a lot to be seen who we get allocated.
Well, that's the question. They did not know about that.
The question that, you know, we talked about before we went on the air, should Abby Wambach be, you know, be allocated to Rochester? And I know that we, you know, the three of us kind of different in our opinion.
I personally don't think there should be an allocation myself. It should be a draft. The team owners should decide what players they want to have on their teams. And, you know, if the Portland owner wants to have Abby Wambach, Abby owns a home in Portland, or the Washington owner, because Washington's where she started her pro career with the Washington Freedom. I personally think the one player I want back here is Christine Sinclair. She's the best league women's player in the world. She's going to be the all-time leading goal scorer
about Alex
in women's soccer history.
I want Alex Morgan.
I think that's going to be very unlikely. I think she's going to end up in Seattle, because that's where her boyfriend plays for the Seattle Sounders.
So she's going to be in Portland.
I think she's going to be in Portland, because there's no team in California where she's from. So,
right.
But let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Let's see if we can get Alex Salen on. And we're also going to have, of course, Dick Howard and Michael Lewis to talk about this as well. Big news on women's soccer. And also, of course, the news from MLS. A lot of things happened today in that MLS State of the Union. We'll talk about that as well. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Becky Edwards, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering special holiday packages for all of the soccer fans on your shopping list. Two 2013 game tickets and one Hall of Fame bobblehead is $20. Four Rhinos 2013 game tickets, a Hall of Fame bobblehead, and a Rhinos Christmas ornament is $45. And for $65, you can purchase all three Hall of Fame bobbleheads, five game tickets, and an ornament. In addition, Rhinos season tickets for next year are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK.
Check out the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos wish all their fans a happy holiday season and look forward to seeing everyone at Salem Stadium in 2013.
Score big with Salem's! Salem's is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salem's delicious real smokehouse ham or Salem's mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salem's deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salem's.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
The Rochester Lancers have a pair of matches this weekend. On Saturday, Missouri comes to the Blue Cross Arena for a 7 p.m. kickoff, and the Lancers play in Syracuse on Sunday at 4 p.m. On Saturday, the band Dirt Child, with Lancer Garrett Pettis on vocals, will be performing post-match, and there will also be a special on-field performance by the Albion Pep Band. Home tickets for students with ID are just $5, and don't forget, up to three kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult. Get your tickets at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Siriani, and Sam Mongiovi. Let's go right now over to the beautiful Queen City of Buffalo and bring on the president of the Western New York Flash, Alex Salen. Alex, appearance brought to you by the Flash 2013 season tickets. You can get your information about those at 716-655-PLAY or possibly in the next few minutes we talk to Alex. Alex, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Hey, guys. How was your Thanksgiving?
Very good. We ate too much.
Did you get a good run in the next day?
Yeah, well, we tried it, but we still were too full to run, so we got away a little bit.
How was your Thanksgiving, you and Aaron?
It was good. We woke up, came in, and trained, so we got some touches on the ball, and then got home and cooked turkey. So fit it all in. It was great.
There you go. Well, Alex, we spent a few minutes before you came on talking about some of the key things about the league, but I want to ask you first off, tell us about how you and your dad and the family were involved in the creation of this new league. What involvement did you guys have?
Well, obviously, there was a couple of teams last year that continued to play, Boston, Chicago, ourselves and New York Fury, Paul Riley's team. So obviously those clubs were kind of in the forefront, especially Arnhem from Chicago and Mike Stoller from Boston. So they were kind of spearheading the whole thing and kind of let us in on what was happening in August right after our final. So everyone's been kind of moving forward with that, mostly Arnhem and Michael have been in contact with U.S. Soccer. I haven't really had many conversations with them, but, you know, they had good contact with them and were communicating and moving forward with things. And then U.S. Soccer came on board, and they actually met in September. I was out of the country at the time, so I wasn't able to attend that meeting. And then they scheduled this meeting just this past week in Chicago on Tuesday. So we all met, and it was a great meeting. I think everyone's on the same page, which is really important moving forward. And, you know, obviously it's massive for us to have U.S. Soccer's backing in so many different ways, you know, just in business relationships, you know, just going out to get sponsors. You know, it says says huge things about the league and our credibility with U.S. Soccer behind it. So, you know, huge props to U.S. Soccer for, you know, moving forward with this. And, you know, also Arnhem and Michael have done a lot of work behind the scenes. And Thomas from Sky Blue, Jersey Sky Blue, has done quite a bit. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of work, you know, weekly calls and brainstorming together and putting together budgets and ideas. So it's been everyone across the board that has wanted to make this happen. So it's been great.
Alex Josephian here. Just we are so elated, you know, to have you guys back in Rochester, and yet in a better league, so to speak, if we can say that, because it's now it's got a lot of more credibility and a lot of more people want to come into this league in the future. Tell us a little bit. I mean, I don't know if it's been discussed, the allocation of player, how the player is going to be selected, and maybe who are you guys thinking of bringing back?
Yeah, as far as the national team players, I'm not really sure what they're planning on doing. I'm assuming that they'll kind of do a little matchup. You know, the national team players will put their preferences down. We'll put our top players together, and they'll try and match the two. Obviously, it's really important to them that their players are in markets that they want to be in, because obviously, you know yourself as a player, you want to be in a market that you're comfortable with and where you want to be. So I think that's kind of how they're going to look to allocate the players. As far as other players, you know, possibly some from last year or the year prior to that, I would assume, that aren't on the national team, I would just assume that they're going to be free agents. But obviously, we're still working through a lot of those details. So it was just really important for us to get the news out that this was going to happen, because the transfer window closed. So a lot of players were kind of, you know, okay, is this going ahead or not? You know, because they would have signed in Europe otherwise. So it was important for us to get the news out, and even for the respective markets to get things moving forward with sponsorships and partnerships in our own community. So
I got to ask you one particular player that, you know, I'm sort of attached to, and Macaulay Zerboni. Is she coming back? Is she in the plane?
Obviously, I can't answer that. You know, I love McCall. I love playing with her. So, you know, we'd love to see her back here. You know, I'm sure that she'd like to be back here too. Obviously, that's up to the coaching staff, and they have to come to an agreement with the player. So, you know, hopefully we will see her back here in a Western New York Flash kit going for her third championship. So,
well, I knew Joey was you were going to ask about McCall. I didn't want to mention any names, but let me throw something else out, Alex. This team, obviously, being so close to Canada, the Canadian Federation is going to be allocating 16 players for the league, and we had two of the biggest here, Christine Sinclair and Candace Chapman. Is that going to be a priority because of our closeness to Canada to bring in some of their best players for this coming season?
Well, I mean, those things are all going to depend on, you know, whether those players are available or not, and you know, what that player puts down as their preferences. I mean, if they don't have Western New York on their list, if that's the way that they choose to do it, then obviously there's nothing we can do about that. So it's going to be kind of a little bit of a luck of the draw with that. So, you know, all we can do is, you know, reach out to the player. If the coaching staff wants that player, reach out to that player and see where their head's at. I don't know. You know, we haven't received any literature on, you know, how this is going to proceed with the allocation of players or free agents. So it's only speculation on my part, but, you know, I would assume that's how it would be. So
yeah, this is obviously going to be a big part of what happens with this league, is this whole question of the national team players. But let me ask you some other things that I don't think have been really discussed too much. Do you have any idea or any information about how many matches the team will be playing? What the length of the season will be? Is it going to be like a single table format? Are they going to weight games, more games with the regional rivals like the Seattle Portlands, the Kansas City Chicagos, or are they going to make it more of a balanced schedule?
Yeah, the plan is 22 games. So you would play every team three times, and then you would have one rival game. home and away, or yeah, home or away. I think that was the plan. You know, obviously these are still things that are in preliminary stages that we're going to be sorting through the next 10 days and finalizing. Insofar as the season, we would start in April, similar to WPS, probably second, third week of April, and go until the end of August, first week of September. So it's pretty similar, similar season. And, yeah, so.
Alex, I want you to go a little bit from your position as president of the team. I want you to be the player. If you're looking at the whole thing as a player, what do you see?
I see an interesting dynamic with the Mexicans also involved in this. That'll be interesting to see, you know, how they adapt to the living here and the style of play. I find that interesting, and just the Canadians, because we've only really had, you know, four or five Canadians as opposed to 14 to 16. So it's going to be interesting to see players, you know, fighting for positions on teams. It'll be interesting to see who decides to stay in Europe and who decides to just come back home, because I know there's talk of other players, you know, maybe re-signing again in Europe. And just it's just a feeling of relief. And you know, I was, you know, texting McCall, and it's just such a good feeling, you know, all this training. And, you know, since we won the championship in August, like, I haven't stopped. You know, I've kept on training and hoping and believing. Like, I've just kept that belief that something was going to happen. You know, every day, you know, I just believed and said, you know, I'm going to go out here because I don't want to look back and think I should have been training, you know. So, yeah, it's just, you know, obviously being a female soccer player, it's a professional soccer player, it's just a roller coaster, and it's just something you got to deal with. But, yeah, I mean, I think we were all in the same boat. We were just so happy and relieved, and I think everyone is going to, you know, never take. I mean, I don't think anyone really does take it for granted, but it's going to be extra special this year when we come in for preseason. I think everyone's really going to appreciate every moment that we have together a lot more.
Yeah, we're very excited, Alex. And one of the things we've been wondering, too, since U.S. Soccer is officially involved in contributing to the salaries of the national team players, will there be a salary cap for each team? Do you know, or can you speak on that?
There's been talk of that, but nothing's been decided. I did see in Sunil, I think he said there wasn't. But, yeah, I mean, there's still a lot that we're, you know, finalizing. We did have preliminary discussions about a lot of different things, but, you know, we still have to get paperwork and return it. So,
well, you mentioned you're going to have more information within the next 10 days. Does that mean there's another, like, a follow-up meeting this week?
You know, a lot of people are working behind the scenes to get things squared away in the next 2 weeks, finalized, so that we can start assigning players and moving forward with our own markets. But, I mean, we're just doing things a lot smarter, you know, communications-wise. You know, we had everyone had that WPS website. It was very expensive and very labor intensive. You know, now we're just going to have our own website. It's a lot easier to manage and a lot cheaper. You know, so kind of, you know, cutting costs in areas. You know, everyone can manage their own website. We don't need a fancy schmancy website. You know, we can get the information across in a good manner without having to spend thousands of dollars maintaining that website and putting it up. So just little things like that, I think, are going to really help the sustainability of the league.
Alex, one last thing. Any news on tickets for next year, especially with the holiday season now upon us?
Yeah, I would stay tuned, because I know that Renee, our ticket sales, she met with Pat at the stadium today, so I think it went pretty well, and I would news should be out soon in the next couple of days on when we're going to be opening up ticket sales. So I would think that first week of December, keep your eyes peeled for an opening day of ticket sales. So probably another week, and everyone should be able to get their hands on some tickets for Christmas and the holidays. But, I mean, I can't stress enough, you know, even if you only plan on coming to two games, be a season ticket holder. you know, it's so important. Ticket sales and sponsorship is everything that we have. So if there's anyone out there that's interested in just, you know, supporting the team or support the team in your own way, you know, it's so important for female sports that people just, you know, help us out. And obviously we want this to really last. So, you know, don't take it for granted. You know, all those players were in your backyard and then it was taken from you. So let's make sure that doesn't happen again.
Okay. Thank you so much, Alex, for coming on the show and talking to us about the league. And we'll I'm sure we'll hear more news in the next few weeks and as we get closer to the season kickoff in the spring of 2013. And, again, personally for me, I'm so happy that you guys are coming back here at the top flight. It's going to be a great, great season, I know. And I know that the fans here in Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse, will come out and support you guys because you are a top-notch class act. Thank you so much for coming
on. Thanks for having me on, guys. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. Alex Salen here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll take our final break and we'll come back with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, and the International Report, and then Michael Lewis with a report on MLS State of the League. Some big news came out today, and of course, we'll be talking about Mr. Beckham as well. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL.
Glenn Beck is coming soon to 92.1 FM and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers have a pair of matches this weekend. On Saturday, Missouri comes to the Blue Cross Arena for a 7 p.m. kickoff, and the Lancers play in Syracuse on Sunday at 4 p.m. On Saturday, the band Dirt Child, with Lancer Garrett Pettis on vocals, will be performing post-match, and there will also be a special on-field performance by the Albion Pep Band. Home tickets for students with ID are just $5, and don't forget, up to 3 kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult. Get your tickets at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford. Holiday season, definitely visit Tony and Michelle at Top Notch Monogramming. Get all your Lancer gear, your embroidery, your monogramming done, Grateful Dead t-shirts, reggae, Bob Marley. It's all at Top Notch Monogramming. Number to call, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Dick, thanks for being very patient with us tonight. Obviously, we had some scheduling issues tonight.
No problem. Lots of exciting things happening in the women's game.
Wow, isn't it great? So tell us from a Canadian perspective. You know, you've got 16 women's national team players are going to play in this league, and obviously that means some big, big names, none bigger than Christine Sinclair. And we're talking about, I think personally, as I said, that should be the Flash's number one priority is re-signing Christine Sinclair, if at all possible.
It will be a challenge because, of course, she'd love to go to play in Portland, which is her alma mater, and when you look at all the players that are at disposal, it will be very interesting to see who ends up where. My personal feeling, I'd love to see a couple of franchises in Canada, and I'd also like to see one or two franchises in Mexico, because I think both Canada and Mexico are also really caught alive with the women's game, and certainly with the Women's World Cup coming to Canada, then it gives a great opportunity for the top players in the world, or some of the top players, to be playing in a league that embraces Canadian and Mexican teams. That's down the road. The big thing now is you've got the Flash involved, which I think is tremendous.
Dick, you brought up a very good point that we didn't even consider. You mentioned about Christine Sinclair playing college soccer in Portland. Is it feasible or even possible to think of Abby Wambach and Christine Sinclair playing on the front line of the new Portland franchise?
I'll put $100 on it right now.
You think it would happen?
Yeah, it's going to happen. Sinclair and
I don't know. I think that might be some issues with that. Dick, what do you think?
Well, I'd love to see Abby Wambach playing back in Rochester. Jeez.
Oh, yeah, but somehow I don't think that's going to happen.
She's got a fan base there. You know, local player, I think, would be tremendous for the game.
I think if Abby puts down Rochester as her preference, we would definitely want her here. But I don't know if, like Washington, like we mentioned, Washington is where she started playing pro soccer, and she's very well known and loved in the Washington area. So.
And she just bought a home over there.
In Portland, she bought a home. Yeah. So it's all going to come, I guess we'll find out in the next few weeks. But, Dick, we want to switch gears here. Some big news overseas. I guess none bigger, of course, than Roberto Di Matteo getting the sack at Chelsea and Benitez coming in, and the fans are not happy right now.
I blame Torres for this. I think Torres had something to do with Di Matteo.
It's so challenging, isn't it? With the owner of the club, it just goes through coaches just like a dose of salt. It's just incredible. You look at the quality of the coaches that have come through and been in charge at Chelsea. And I felt badly for Di Matteo. He's had some bad results in recent weeks, but when you look at what he's achieved in a relatively short period of time, I felt he should have been given longer, but
what are the reasons given by Abramovich, really? I mean, and what are they, third place in the Premier?
It's because they're not going to qualify for the Champions League knockout stage. Be the first defending champion ever to fail to qualify.
Is that definite?
It's going to take a miracle. Chad Kartanesk would have to beat Juventus to have any, for Chelsea to have any chance.
Well, that wouldn't be a problem, would it, beating Juventus?
Well, Milan did it on the weekend, but controversial.
Our teams failed to score at the weekend, so we shouldn't be chomping at the bit, you know, with Chelsea. Everton got one goal, so that was. It's obviously a tough defeat in Milan for Juve, but. You get back to hired to be fired and the situation has happened. I wasn't surprised the Mark Hughes situation really was not surprising. And it wasn't surprising that Harry Redknapp, I think he used the fact that he'd been approached by Ukraine to take on the national team as a little bit of bait there to force the hand of Queen's Park Rangers. And it's ideal for him. He lives on the south coast. He can drive in each day for training. They love him in London, and it was a good decision.
And interesting, you said, Sam, you mentioned something about Harry Redknapp being interested in a certain former England national team player that is leaving the MLS as of this Friday or Saturday.
Supposedly, so he put it out there, he would like Beckham, David Beckham, to come
over. A lot of paper talk about that,
season.
Isn't there? But I still have a feeling he Paris Saint-Germain.
Really? That's a name that has not been put out anywhere yet.
He's going to go to Australia.
Well, I don't
I think Australia, you've got to look at Brand Beckham, and it is so critical. And I don't think that David's wife would mind the moving to Paris, you know, the fashion center of the world, and David playing for PSG, who have sort of bottomless pit of money available. And a league that I think Beckham would excel in. I think to go back to the Premiership, I don't know. You know, I just have that gut feeling that
I really think he's going to go to the highest bidder because he wants to get a pot of money to use to buy an MLS team. I think that's what.
Well, down the road, that's very much I think going to happen. You know, you look at the situation here when we had Wayne Gretzky, you know, one of the greats of the National Hockey League, and him wanting to be involved, not in coaching as much or managing, but in owning a team. Same thoughts, I think, with Brand Beckham.
Well, it's not going to be in New York, I guess, because that came out in the State of the League from Don Garber today that Bex cannot have a team in New York City. So
where do you go?
Any place else in MLS he can buy into a
I know one city I'm sure would love to have David Beckham as part of it. City you're familiar with, Dick. You live there. Toronto. I mean, if Beckham came to Toronto, he would be a god there.
Certainly, given the support for,
the team's not for sale.
Manchester United and the interest, of course, when he came to play with the Galaxy in the Confederation, you know, the championship here of the Confederation, the CONCACAF Champions League. But no, I don't think that will be the case. I think he'll end up with a franchise in MLS in the United States.
Well, LA is for sale.
As far as you know, him playing, how many more years you think he can play? I mean, I know that Andrew thinks about
two?
Another 10 or some, but
no, he's not Zoff.
No, I think with David Beckham, we got two, possibly three more years, and that will be it. But he's certainly been marketed so well, and obviously he's hoping to finish on a high note this coming weekend and in the MLS final, but the world's his oyster. You know, he's having offers from all these clubs, and it doesn't harm at all when he's negotiating because he can use this to raise the stakes, so to speak.
Absolutely.
I can only say this, Dick. We were born too soon.
So true. But no, I think this David Beckham situation is certainly one that is food for the newspapers, isn't it? Whichever newspapers you read, whether you're reading an Australian paper or French paper and so on, they're all claiming that he's going to be going to that part of the world. But he's been such a tremendous ambassador. I think he's still devastated that he didn't get to play in the Olympic Games. But if he goes out on a high note with winning the MLS Cup, that would be a great way to finish his career in as a player anyway in MLS.
Listen, Dick, you two are an ambassador of the game, and we were so glad to have you in Rochester.
Oh, it's great, guy. I think, you know, it's tremendous to see old friends. I was at the Canadian Soccer League Awards banquet at the weekend, and they're just finishing off a successful season. That's the semi-pro league that involves teams in Ontario and Quebec. And it was great to see old faces again and people that have given so much to the game. You know, there's so many good people that you see, whether it's in Rochester or in Toronto, that really love the game and have a passion for the game, and it's great to be involved with them.
Well, Dick, thank you very much for coming on better late than never, of course. And we'll make sure next week we'll be back to a more sane schedule, so we'll have more time
to
talk.
Always a pleasure, guys.
We'll be talking about Chelsea in the World Club Cup. And
Juve.
And Juve, yes.
And Juve. They'll bounce back, Joe.
I hope so.
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Bye. Okay, guys. Bye for now.
Ciao.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Let's go now on to the Big Apple and speak with Michael Lewis. And Michael's appearance brought to you by New Way Auto Parts, 6 locations in the Rochester area. Go to hahnauto.com for more information, hahnauto.com. Michael, thanks for being very patient. How you doing?
Okay, how are you doing?
Oh, boy, it's been quite a day, but let's get right to business. We only have a lot of time. Don Garber, the MLS State of the League, some very interesting things came out. I guess the first one we just talked about with Dick a bit, David Beckham, I guess, does not have not able to buy into a New York City team. So we're debating again what's going to happen with Mr. Beckham. And Dick mentioned something I hadn't heard, Paris Saint-Germain as a possible venue for him to continue his career.
Well, that is something that I've heard as well, too. One thing that if I did not misinterpret what Don Garber said about David Beckham, according to that agreement, he is not allowed at the present time to buy into a New York team, but that can be amended in the future. So I'm not trying to open up another can of worms. Now, if I misinterpreted what Don Garber said, I apologize, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight, but that's... I'm not going to say it's a possibility, but there is a path that could be taken if Beckham wants to go that way and MLS says yes.
Well, there's a probability that happen.
Well, another thing that came up, Michael, is that it looks like the 20th team, which is probably New York City at this point, is not going to start until the middle of the decade.
2016.
So it gives a lot of time for things to happen in the New York market.
Oh, definitely. It's funny, the commissioner is talking about things happening in the process of getting things finalized and approved soon or shortly, and then he went through this laundry list of what they have to do, all these hoops they have to jump through. And I'm trying to figure out what is his definition of shortly and soon compared to, we're talking, what, 4 more years before we see a stadium and a team.
It's going to be an interesting ride, but
and how did he sound to you, Mike, when he was kind of discounting the new Red Bulls boss De Bonten about the second New York City team being counterproductive in the New York area?
I think first of all, Red Bulls don't have a veto against an MLS team in the New York area. So regardless what De Bonten says. From what the commissioner said about Red Bull in general, the ownership, they are for that that second team. So I guess he's basically saying he's going to learn about the MLS. The learning curve is steep. Actually, that's what the commissioner did say, and that De Bonten will learn about how important it is for MLS to have that second team in the New York area. Of course, some people might say they're still waiting for the first team in the New York area.
Yeah, waiting a long time. But, Michael, before we let you go, MLS Cup this Saturday, you're going to be there. We get an on-site report from you next week. It's going to be David Beckham's last match. It could be Landon Donovan's last match as well, maybe for all time. He could be retiring. What do you think that's going to happen on Saturday in the MLS Cup?
Well, if you're asking for a prediction, I'm going to go with what I said last week. I still like Los Angeles over Houston. It's going to be a much closer game than last year. I think it's going to be 2-1. Houston's going to have its best playmaker, passer in Brad Davis, and I think that's going to make it a battle, and I don't think the winning goal will be scored until late in the match, maybe even not even into overtime. I think for L.A., it's definitely Beckham's last game. If it turns out to be Donovan's last game, I think that emotion might push Donovan and L.A. over the top. We'll see. Donovan can be an emotional player, and that even though football, as we know it, is not as emotional as American gridiron football, there are emotions that could still spur a player on to great heights.
Well, Mike, we appreciate your thoughts. And next weekend we'll have more time. Things won't be as crazy as they were this week with, of course, the news about the Women's League. But we'll get an on-site report from you for next week on the MLS Cup, and we'll see how the fans react to David Beckham saying goodbye, and if Landon does retire, we'll see how that goes. Luca, thanks for being with us, and have a safe trip to L.A.
Thank you. Have a good night, too.
Good. Bye-bye. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and boy, what a show. We needed 2 hours tonight.
It was a David Beckham show.
Yes, well, it was also a women's soccer show, too. But Sam, thank you so much for being on the show. And hopefully you'll be back if things change with work. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
Say never. We want to thank, of course, Alex Salen, Brayton Knapp from the Lancers, all the Lancer family, including Rich Randall, helping set up that interview. Lancers 12-1 this Saturday against Missouri, 7 p.m. at the BCA, and then at Syracuse, 4 p.m. on Sunday. This has been Andrew Battisti, Sam Mongiovi, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis in New York, and Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Welcome to the guy.